Hello, Kathleen.
Good morning, Lizette. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Lizette, thank you so much for being our Heart Friend interview guest today. We are happy to have you. And I'd like to give you this time to tell us a little bit about yourself, your story. And I know you grew up in another country, so maybe you could begin with your childhood and what it was like to grow up in another country.
Okay, so I was born in Honduras in the city of San Pedro Sula, and I'm considered a very lucky person. So I grew up with a lot of love from my parents, a very loving father and a very loving mother. So when I was very little, as young as 4 or 5 years old, I started my search for God. I went asking everybody about God, and nobody would answer what I needed to know. So nobody convinced me. So I started like daydreaming, thinking that I would go and look for God myself, for myself. So I remember going, you know, laying down on the grass, trying to put some trees together in my mind. Of course, I said, I would put, if I put one tree and two and three trees, I might just go and look for God. Okay. So that's the fantasy of a little girl. So that was my beginning for God. But I feel very grateful that I went to a Christian school for 9 years where I learned about God, the scriptures from the Bible for 9 years. When I was 14, I was involved in learning about the Gnostic movement. And then at 15, I became a member of the Theosophical Society where I read the compendium of the Secret Doctrine written by Elena Petrona Blavatsky, and many other books. At 21, I became a Rosicrucian. I studied the Rosicrucian Cosmos Conception from Max Hendel. And sometime later, I became a member of the Amurk Rosicrucian Order. At 25, I became a student of the Self-Realization Fellowship. I remember beloved Paramahansa coming to bless me when I joined his order, because, you know, in my dreams, you know, I was sleeping when he came to me. At 27, I found the teachings of the Ascended Masters through Elizabeth Clare Prophet and Mark. And then later, I just became a student or, you know, a member of the Heart Center. So that's a little bit of my history.
Well, thank you, Lizette. And I remember we were talking last night as we were preparing for our interview today, and you were telling me that you had quite a desire in your soul to get to know the Divine Mother. You said you had like a drive within you to find her. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. So I remember that one day, my desire for finding God was so big that I felt that it was needed like the air to breathe. I would just cry, or something that was very uncomfortable because I was feeling so left out, you know, that where is God? And so I remember praying, asking the Divine Mother, and then I went out. And then I saw, you know, I went out, and it was the time where there was going to be a conference with Elizabeth Clare Prophet, you know, her beloved Guru Ma. Okay, so I found a poster on the street of Maitreya. And so that's how I found the teachings of the masters. Okay, which I already known about the masters through the Theosophical Society, but I really wanted to get in a closer touch. So I found that poster and I called, and then I waited for 15 days and I went to my very first conference, which was at the Sheraton in 1987. So, and I saw, first thing I saw, it was Mother. You know, I remember that I recognized Mother when I saw her, you know, when they were doing mantras. And as I went in, I remember Mother looking at me. Oh, my God. Finally, I have found my place. You know, it was such a great moment when I saw Mother.
And I remember you said that you used to have dreams and your father would talk about how come you were dreaming so much or something when you were a child.
Oh, yes, because I actually lived, it's like living in another world all the time. My father used to make fun of me, and I said, how come Lizette tells all these stories and beautiful colors and sounds? And because I was actually living in another world when I was very young. And listening, you know, I remember I would just be quiet and I would start hearing voices and hearing other people and things, just sitting down by myself or having visions. So that was my childhood, you know, always. But it was because I was always in that contact with God. So my life was all the time thinking about God and getting closer to Him. So that's how I lived my childhood.
And speaking of childhood, now in your adulthood, you're a teacher of children. And you said that it's kind of easy for you because you know how to relate to them. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, yes. You see, when I'm dealing with little ones, I feel like if they were adults, you know, that I understand them and they understand me. It's just, how could I say? It's a connection. So for me, they are, I mean, they're not different. I mean, I see them with respect, a lot of respect and a lot of love. And then you learn so much from children because they know so much. So that's what I became, you know, an early education teacher.
And you had your own school at your home, and it was called Realize Your Potential. Can you tell us a little bit about your school?
Oh, yeah. So I remember that before I had that program, you know, when David came to give us the blessing, Jesus talked to me, you know, David talked to us, you know. It was the day when you got married, Kathleen. So we drove from San Diego to here, to Los Angeles, and we had a little conversation with David, and Jesus said, 3 years. And I said, 3 years? And I just heard what he said, but then later I asked David, why did he say 3 years? And he said, oh, I don't know. But the 3 years, that's what it meant for me, just to work, you know, for 3 years. For 3 years I was going to have that business, and that's what it took me, and I didn't realize what it was. So we did have that program here for 3 years, and it was a very lovely program, you know, with that time, the children, you know, because I always heard the service in the morning, but the parents heard it, you know, so the children used to sing with me, and we heard, you know, the rosary, and so it was a beautiful program, but it just lasted 3 years.
Wonderful.
It was meant 3 years.
And now that cycle is over, now you're studying art. Is that right? Learning
yes,
painting?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm learning to paint.
And you said that also David had told you and the masters had told you many years ago. And why are you supposed to learn to paint, Lizette?
Well, because it's easy for me when I'm in touch with God, you know, with the masters, you know, to see the masters, to see the angels. I think that's the reason that, you know, I have to learn to do that, just to bring those focuses. Like, I think that's the reason.
And you said that one time you were sitting somewhere and David put his hand on your shoulder and he said that Jesus said you were an angel, and an angel to bring beauty. Is that true?
Oh, yes. That happened, you know, when we went to Hawaii, you know. Jesus came and said that I was an angel and that I had come to this planet to bring beauty and love. Yeah, that was...
Well, we are so glad. We're so glad you came, Lizette, and that you're here. And one more thing before we end, and that is you are telling me that devotion, you said it's the devotion in your life that brings you so close to God, and that's how you commune with God and all. Can you speak a bit about devotion?
Yes. Devotion is a great force. It's an special force that, you know, when I am devoted in a dictation, it's just like it opens the heaven, you know, and then I get to see the masters. I get to see things. But it's, if I don't have the devotion, if I'm distracted and I think something else, then I don't get to see anything. But I just, when I just have that feeling, so that's the reason why it's so important when you are listening to the master, so being in the light, to be right there in that moment, in the light, because you are receiving. And devotion, I guess, is a kind of, I guess, holiness, because, you know, it could happen when you have devotion and in a state of holiness, you know, God comes to you in many ways. It could be, you could be washing dishes. You can be taking a shower, and then it's like something opens, you know, in the ethers, and you get that, or at least happens to me, because I have had experiences that when I've been washing dishes, and all of a sudden I get to see something and get to see other things, you know, if you are in that holiness while you're washing dishes and you have your thought in God, then you can start receiving answers. So dealing with water is something so delicate, you know. If you put your holiness into that, always dealing with water, because, you know, it's a holy thing. It's the Divine Mother. And also, there being moments that were, I remember, in one occasion, it was on Easter, and I couldn't go to church. I tried many ways to go to church, and I couldn't make it. So finally, I just said, well, I'm just going to pray right here. And I knelt down next to my bed. And all of a sudden, it's like the heaven opens. And I started seeing things. You see, that was an experience that it was so holy that I kind of, I was scared. And I jumped, which is the worst thing. Because when you have that experience, then something like I saw in that occasion, you know, it goes away. It's like it closes everything. But the reason what I'm saying this is just that devotion is a great thing. You know, for me, it's the greatest thing in the world, devotion, because it means holiness.
Thank you. Thank you, Lizette. Thank you very much for sharing the sweetness from your heart and a great teaching on the beauty of devotion. We appreciate you, Lizette. Thank you so much for being with us today. And look forward to seeing you next time. I hope we can see you soon.
Thank you, Kathleen. My pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And hi to Douglas Forrest, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.